Okay, we are a couple of hours. L'chitzia. Tomorrow is the kasha. L'chitzia. Lama liyunista b'yayachel u'maisi l'chem l'mishu. Quint chitzia, what's going on here? L'yayachel is mashmetos b'hanah. L'chem is mashmetmuta b'hanah. L'yayachel is mashmetmuta b'hanah. L'yayachel is mashmetmuta. Very simple. Don't tell me an issur, then you don't have to tell me a hetzer. So what do I need the pesukim for? Amar l'chizkiya, tamadidi nami mehachar. This is good for the limud. Since it says l'chem, by saying from l'yach l'tabu v'yasa b'handa. So first of all, we spoke out the machlokes yesterday between the Shach and Taz. The way we explained it, they argue if the Issa Schaira is an Issa to buy and sell, or the Issa Schaira is even to sell. That was much like it that we mentioned yesterday. Well, what's the type of Issa Schaira? And as a second step to that much like this, he said, what's the heter of Nizamnu? Nizamnu is Mutter. If you hold that the Issa Schaira is buying and selling, so why is Nizamnu Mutter? Because Nizamnu is not buying and selling, it's only selling. So that's why it's Mutter. Right? So according, if you learn that this is to buy and sell, that's the issur, then, which I think we said is the Shach Shita, buying and selling is the issur, then the reason Nizamnu is Mutter is because Nizamnu is just selling, and just selling is Mutter. If you learn that Chayra means even just selling alone, he said, then, what's the heter of Nizamnu? Are you selling? He said that it's a, what? It's an exception because it's a Shas HaPchak, so Chazal understood that the Chayra is only asking the L'chak Shalom, and if you're already stuck with the merchandise, you're allowed to sell it. And that's what we said yesterday. That's one Machlaikis which we attributed to Machlaikis the Shach and Taz. Then, at the end of Shia yesterday, I spoke out the Marshal and the Marshal Kasha, which seems to be unrelated to the Shach and Taz. The Marshal and the Marshal ask a technical question on this Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha Tiskiya, let it not say, Voyeyachel, and let it not say, Lachem. Let it say, neither. And then, if I don't, doesn't say, Voyeyachel, Ta'atahana, I don't need Lachem to be mad. So we explained here on the board, so there, the kasha of the mashal and the mashal, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's almost wrong here. There you have loya yachel, you have lochem, and you have hiyu. Right? The bottom part has to do with the day, right? It's the name of the anyway, so what's going on here is there is an issur not from Yahweh, so the Gemara asks, let it say neither. The fact of our Shabbat, it says neither, then I only have Yiyu, and if I only have Yiyu, then Yiyu is mashma issur schayra. So I wouldn't know that, the Zamzu is Mutter. And we said, Yiyu acts as all Spira. And if Yiyu acts as all Spira, so how do I know that Nizamnu is Mutter? That was the kasha that the Marshal asked. The Marshal answers the Marshal's kasha. Marshal has a technical parrot, you can look it up. But the Marshal says that it's not Shver. If it just said Yiyu, I wouldn't know that Nizamnu is Mutter. Because Yiyu only offers non-Nizamnu. Because the definition of Yiyu is that Schayra is offer outside of Nizamnu. Why would I think Yiyu offers everything? Marsha says Yiyu itself would be mashma that Nizamnu is Mutter. Marshal says, what are you talking about? How is Yiyu mashma that Nizamnu is Mutter? There's no mashma. I say Yiyu is just mashma sheket Yiyu. It's disgusting to you. You shouldn't do any business with it. So the Marsha and the Marshal are arguing, if it only says Yiyu, that's all it says, Sheket Yiyu Lachem. And we understood that to ask the Schayra, If it just said that, would I understand that Nizamnu is also Asr? That doesn't sound like a very long Nishamach Leikis. If it just said Yil, would I think Osir is Asr? Or would I know Nizamnu is Asr? Asr is. The Sechas Avram suggests that the Masha and the Mashal are arguing in the Machlaikis, same thing as the Shach and the Tat. I'll explain why. The Masha understood that Issa Sfaira, the definition of Issa Sfaira, is buying and selling. That's the definition of the Issa Sfaira, to buy and to sell. Like the Shach and the Tat. That's the definition, buying and selling. If that's the definition, then the Masha is right. If it said to you, so I would know that buying and selling is up. Of course I would know this Damnu is Musa, because this Damnu, all you're doing is selling. This Damnu means it came up in your net, you didn't intend to catch it, it came up in your net, and then you're selling. So the Mashal learned that only buying and selling is up. And therefore, I would know this Damnu is Musa. I don't need more Sukkim. He himself only asked this Chairo, which is buying and selling. So of course this Damnu is. The Mashal understood, no, Chayra means selling. And why is this Damnu Mutter? Because it says Lachem, which is Mashma Hector, it says you, which is Mashma Nisr, so we make a compromise. We say it's only Asr if you go out and do it purposely, and it's Mutter if it comes your way. So the Mashal understood and followed that Chayra meant just selling. And since Chayra meant just selling, so therefore, how do I know this Damnu is Mutter? Only because I have two psukim, Lachem and Yiyu, and I have to make a compromise between them. So Mel Rashal had a good kasha. Rashal's kasha was that if it says, if it wouldn't say Lachem, it would say only Yiyu, I wouldn't know to make this compromise. I would just factor everything. So the Mashal Shitasai is a good kasha. The Mashal Shitasai said of a tariff. And it's totally in the London, so what's the definition of the Yisusaira? Is this a Saira buying and selling? Or is this the pirate just selling? It's a very nice chat that Rosh Hashanah has in his Machlokes and Mashal and Mashal. And what's L'maisa? L'maisa, we said yesterday, what's the Nafkamina in all this? Nafkamina, we said yesterday, is Reuven is an Adamu to him. Okay, Reuven is an animal, he shucks it, it's a traitor. It's an avail. Can Reuven sell it to Shimon, and Shimon will sell it to a guy? That was the shayla. If it's Nizamnu to Reuven, is it mutter for Reuven to sell it to Shimon, and Shimon will sell it to a guy? So we said that the Shach answers. The Shach says that Nizamnu can't buy himself. The Shach says that the Zamnu is not a hetzer to buy and sell. It's only a hetzer to sell. So a second Jew can't buy and sell, can't take and sell. Can't do that. That was the Shashi. The Tart said it's mutter. He writes a minig mahalkam. He said it's mutter. Because he held that the Zamnu, the shot of the Zamnu is, it's like a compromise, like he said. And if you're stuck with it, you're allowed to, if it's the other case, you're allowed to do business with it. So if you're helping out another year, you can help out another year. If he's stuck with it, you can help him sell it. This Machlokes is fucking it. So Kiva Ega, in the Tshuva Siman Ayin Dalet, was asked, possibly. Someone had this shayla. He was a shaykhich who got stuck with his Eilus and Tresis. And he wanted to give it to a butcher store to sell. And the butcher store obviously had Gaisha customers too. That we buy them nails and trade it. So the answer to Kivay gets a constant. Machlokes Tarshas Shach. What's halacha l'maaseh? What do we do? Kivay and his tshuva has a kavaldiga chiddush in the whole sugya. And we'll get back to how it answers the Shach and Tarshas. We'll understand right away. But let's first speak after the Kivay gets chiddush, and then we'll get back. This whole sugya, we learned the main machlokes in the sugya was it's chayre d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Right, we've spoken about that now for the third day. We're talking about it. Taisa Shita, we said, is Taira is Deiraisa. I said the word of Taira, Shmi Deiraisa Asa. And the Shita that was Nekul was, the Rashba held her to the Rabbani. Taira, you shouldn't come to Eitzim. How do we pass him? So I told you that the Machlech is a place where you talk to pass him. Some Seiko pass him with Deiraisa, maybe you do the pass him with the Rabbani. Very difficult to come away with a clear start. Some separate ideas that Al Gemara is Mashma Deiraisa, certainly is Mashma that way. So we had a Machlech which we couldn't come around, come to a start. Kiva Ega asks a stira in the Tshuva Tarajba. This Taka one Tshuva Tarajba, which the Taz quoted, which says, Chayim is a Drabbana, Shem Yechol Yemenim. He says there's another letter in the Rajba, in the Tshuvais, where he says it's Deiraisa. He says there's a problem, there's a theory in the Tshuvas HaRajba itself. But to answer this theory, Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes up with a middle shara, a middle shita. And his shita is like this. His shita is, all Tchaira is Deiraisa, according to everybody. And Tchaira of Nevelais and Trefais is only a Drabban. What's the difference? What's the difference? If all Chayra is Deiraisa, like Agamara says, Shkotzim and Ramathim and Behemoth Meya is Deiraisa, why should I say Neveimais Adarabana? Because the Torah says, Oy Machor Lanachri, the Torah says the Perish. You have Neveilas and Trafis, so the Gerash of the Sharecha Tiknerna, Oy Machor Lanachri. Since the Torah of the Perish tells you to sell Neveilas and Trafis, so he suggests that all Chayra is Deiraisa, and Chayra, the Velas and Traces, is the Rabban. That's what the Kiva Egi
Shiva. The Torah
says, the question is, if the Torah says you're allowed to sell the Velas and Traces, how could the Rabban answer it? So the Torah, we said in the past, was that the Rabban didn't answer in the Zamnin. And the Pasuk we could say that Yisdam. It's the Torah instead of the past. It's the Yeshua. But anyway, the Kiva Eiger doesn't hold in the Holy Site that the Rabbanan can't answer so that before Yishuv Krah. The argument down the Yeshua is inside. At any rate, the Kiva Eiger says this Kiddush. That all Chayra is Deiraisa except the Velos and Traitors are the Rabbanan. What's the Nafgamina if it's Deiraisa the Rabbanan? We spoke out Nafgamina. So Nafgamina would be Sufik. Sufik Deiraisa is Lachomra. So if you have a Sufik, if something is a trace animal, you have a type of a bird, which we don't know if it's a kosher bird or a trace of bird, you have a Sufik. So that's Deiraisa. Trace of bird is Aistame. That's an Issa Deiraisa. So the Sufik will be Yasser. They have an ostrich. There's now an ostrich. I don't know, it's still going. Let's see, a number of years ago. The end thing is that's not Jesus. I don't know why, it's a different discussion. But if ostrich is a Suffolk kosher bird or trefa bird, so it'll be awesome. This is how it will apply. Right? If you hold, however, if it's a Suffolk of Nevelos and Traces, that's Rebbe Kiva Eiger, since the Issa Nevelos and Traces is only in Rabbanan, the Suffolk Nevelos and Traces are Suffolk Rabbanan and Suffolk Rabbanan Lakuba, so you'd be allowed to do business with a Suffolk Nevelo or a Suffolk Trey. So far so good. Okay, the Pshara between the two Shitas. Now, next step, Rabbi Kivega said, in our butcher Suan, if you ever go to a Shita of animals, when they do Shita, so there are two things that can go wrong. Either Nevela or Trefa. So Kiva Eiger takes it one at a time. Just let's say Trefa. Well, how does an animal become a Trefa? You shecht an animal in the Shechita house. What type of Trefa do they find? What do they check? They check the lungs. So what happens when they check the lungs? They find surface. I don't think they ever find a straight hole in the lung. Very rare that an animal should have a hole in the lung. They find something called a sircha. Sircha is a growth on the lung. We're machmir on the sirchais, and we make it, we put it into trade. Any sircha except certain types that we hold on mutter. But what we call a sircha, that's an asama. Some of you is reish chasalis. A sircha means a growth on the lung. And in the butcher shop, when they find a sircha, they basically send the sircha to the tray for meat. And only the lung, that's why they call it glot kosh. Glot means smooth. The lung is totally smooth, there's no sircha, no growth. And that there matcha. Now the question is, what is a sircha? Is it fagai trace? Or is a sircha only suffic trace? When we say this trace of meat in the butcher store, is that fagai trace of meat? I mean, they shechted it, and they found the growth on the lung. Is that fagai trace or suffic trace? See, Vega says it's only suffic trace. It's only suffic trace. Well, that they call it not a sircha. That's why they make it. They call it sircha lo. Right? If they peel it off, well, they only do it if it's soft. If it's a hard sircha, they don't peel. But they're both sirchas that we put to tray. Kidega says that those sirchas are mutter. He brings a raya.
Mutter
is suffix. It's only often they have suffix. And he brings a raya because it says in halacha, if you shech, you should know that the milk of a treifa animal is treif. Kol of treifa is treif. If you have a cow that's treif, kol yotzim in a tummy tummy. If you have a milk, a cow that's a treifa, its milk is also treif. Kol of treifa is awesome. When you shecht an animal, a cow, and you find that it has a sircha, we don't take the milk that was milked this morning and yesterday and make a treif. We allow the milk to be sold. Even if there's cheese that's being made from it for months already, we sell it. Why? We're not here, the milk of this cow, which now we see has a sircha, the reason we're not here is we consider it to be a spech seker. What's a spech seker? Maybe the sircha came after the milking. The question is, when did the animal develop this growth? If you saw what it is, because you can see it is off there. It's not a growth like an extra finger. It's just it's mucus. It's a gelled mucus on the end, and that's what it basically is. The question is, if it came from inside of the hole and it came out, and that's what it came from. Well, yeah. But at any rate, the one stuff it didn't come if there was milk. The other stuff it is, even if it was there when it was milk, maybe the sircha is kosher. Really, sircha is only stuff it trade. If they find, let's say they would find a real hole in the lung, then they would make all the milk for the last 3 days, correct? For 3 days, we assume that was there. See, by us it doesn't happen. The reason it doesn't happen by us is because we don't eat cow meat. We eat, in America, it's an incredible thing, the chef steer meat. All our meat is from castrated bulls. It's a disgusting thing they do to the animal, but much more disgusting than meat, than shechita, and they have kind of a shechita. They castrate the bulls, and they let it grow, because the Americans want soft meat, want tender meat. And an animal that's created that way, that's done that way, generally the meat is very soft. We basically don't eat cow's meat. When a cow finishes getting milk, they slaughter it for animal food. Well, they do for cheap meat, but the cheetah doesn't use that. It's rare that they shecht cow. They shecht steer. So we don't really have a problem with the meat. You asked me about the milk. So why don't we have a problem with the milk if they're going to slaughter the animal? Because we have a Kabbalah that raised the haymite in them traces. We have such a Kabbalah that raised animals on that trace. That's how are we allowed to use milk? There's other quality soft off kind of no difference. The cow could give milk for 3 years. By the time they shecht the cow, you drank the milk already. But we say the chalroi is behemoth on our traces. And that's why we're ankle on milk. So you have this Kabbalah, right? Right now the phone died within 12 months. And anyway, getting back to the Kivega brings this raya, since we're not to the milk. Even if you find the sircha,
If you would find a hole in the laundry, that's a different. If you find a circle, the matter is. So that's a proof that it's only a suffix tracer. All our traces that we have are a suffix tracer. Glad that there's another raya, because if you go to a shechita house, about 65% of the animals have surface. And I'll put the tray. Only about 35% I'll put the kasha. And we know right behemoth same in traces. And yet 55% have surface. The raya is what Rabbi Kidei was saying, that our traces, our surface, are suffix traces. That's one thing. Traces, all our traces are suffix traces. What about nevela? What's a nevela? Nevela is an animal that has a clean lung, but something went wrong in the shechita. You shoot the animal, it's a nevela. And now shechita houses, they don't shoot the animal, they shecht it. How does an animal end up being a nevela? The only way it really happens is after the shechita, the shechit checks his knife. If the knife has a pagam, it's not smooth, then he's matrix the animal. He puts the animal into the veil. So that's also only a suffix. You shecht an animal, and you find that there's a bump on your knife. The bump on a knife, lechayshish, then maybe, when you shecht it, the simen got caught in the indentation of the knife, and got pulled instead of sliced. It's also only a suffix. If you find a pagam in a knife, not vadai that the animal's nevela. We make a nevela in the suffix. The knife has to be perfectly smooth. It's only sliced by shechita. You can't do it any other way. A knife, the edge of the blade is very delicate. And if you run your finger down a blade, and you would notice that if an expert runs it, he can tell if it's perfectly smooth or if there's a bend. All knives get bends, they get a pagam in them. They have to be sharpened. You go see a shechita, you'll see if every few shechitas they sharpen it again. Because they get a pagam. That if you're a chef and you find a pagam, the animal's tray is an nevela. But it's also only the suffix. Such a kidaika. What? Because even if it has a bump in the knife, we make a nevela. But who cares if there's a bump? We're chayshid that maybe during shechita, it didn't slice normally, and it pulled. Right? You get a cut. You have to cut something. There's something that has a bump. You get a pull. So, in our shechita houses, all the nevelas and traces that we call nevela, we call trefa, they're all fakeites. They're all suffix. So what comes out according to this? So now, lamaisa, our isisvaila, that we're talking about, that the Kivega was asked about, was about a shechita house. They have nevelas and traces. Are you allowed to sell it to a Jewish butcher to sell to Gaia? Are you allowed to be makel in the machlekes, the taz, and the shach? That's where the kivega is there. Yeah, machlekes, taz, and shach. What should we do? We sheft an animal, it's either a nevela or a trefa. Are we allowed to sell it to Shimon to sell to a Gaia? But the kivega, have a way out. I don't have to pass him in the machlekes. Machlekes, taz, and shach is the machlekes. What you're asking is about nevelas, suffix nevelas and suffix traces. Dr. Vichidega, I hold that the issa of spiro with nevelas and traces is only a drabbanah. The whole issa by nevelas and traces is only an issa drabbanah. So, fakeis by nevelas and traces is much of the spiro. So, memela, the sheikhin is allowed to send the meat to Shimon, who's going to sell it to Gaia. Because you're allowed to just play with suffix nevela and suffix tracer. So that's a bikita ego, lamaisa, we have a kula. By suffix nevela and suffix tracer, we could be made.
There's no other way for anything to be tracer
on the veil? There are other ways. It could happen in the shechita house if somebody, instead of shechting the animal by its neck, he stuck a knife into its heart and killed it. It would be vada nevela. But it doesn't happen. It never happens. And to find an out that hole in the lung of the animal also doesn't
happen.
Yes, if you had an animal that had a heart attack, it saw the sheep are coming, and it had a heart attack, and it would be fine. Now you'd never be violated of Eilat. The Kivega wouldn't be there. What?
The Kivega is finished.
The fact that the suffix probably everybody would be made. But But the fact that the veils and treifas are derabanan, even if you hold everything else with their right, that's what the key idea is.
That's easy
to
clarify.
So the kivag at the end of this pilpul, you see his amigo, he writes, this is my pilpul, to Siddish. Because Lamaisa, it's hard to be Sayyidah on a Siddish pilpul that I said, but it's enough not to be Maicha and those who are named. The kivag came up with this Siddish, that everything is in their right, but the nails and traces are drawn out of it. And the name it can be made. This finish of Rukhi Vega, he's saying the Khan, Baylim Chais, Zahama Kilin. But he says, it's Rukh Chais to be saying the Khan of Lachat Shalom, because it's a Shtikul Torah. Not every Shtikul Torah, you rely on Halakha Lamay. So, Shlomo Zalman made a kind of switch for doctors, so that the doctors have these phones that are not the electricity. In Lundis, it should be mounted with even a chafilah. So Mizaman has a chaf in Lundis that you can make a telephone that you're allowed to, you're allowed, switch that you're allowed to turn on Shabbat even a chafilah, in the Lundis of it. And in Tzedek Hospital, all the switches were switched to Shlomo Zalman's type of switch. They call it a grammar switch. It's a kind of switch which, according to Shlomo Zalman's typical Torah, you're allowed to turn lights on and off on Shabbat with it. If Shlomo Zalman was in the hospital, someone told me, I heard this is the person who was there. He said he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman if he uses these switches on Shabbos. He said, Chas v'Shalom. For a doctor who had a heter anyway, Sakana, let him use the switch which will feed the lumbus is what the Chasim. But I should go to Chil Shabbos with my lumbus, I have a chiddush that is mutter, he says, Chas v'Shalom. Not every chiddush that you make is something you know, you rely on because it's your own chiddush. So the Kivega says this whole shtickle pattern, and he says, it's enough, Shulay Lumpay Sama Kivega. Maybe I'm wrong, it makes a lot of sense, but he's totally in, he's arguing with the Yeshua, he's arguing with the Taz, he's arguing with those who say that the Veils and Treifas is also their right. So, what? We have another terrace for that. That the Pasuk of the Veils and Treifas is not the Pasuk of the Chela, which is Lachol Malach. The Pasuk of the Veils and Treifas is talking about Nizamnu. So it's talking about Nizamnu, so it's not a Kasha, how could it be also in our Torah, not Nizamnu? Yeah, the interpretation was that. But Kireiga holds the Shtikul Torah, and he can't prove it. He says it's enough for Shlomo Zalman. But it's a very nice Shtikul Torah.
This is only also the case we're talking about, the Buddha Shah, right?
Yeah, it's only after the Nelson Trek, that's where it comes up from, well, from many people.
It's only when he wants to resolve, it's not like any other case.
What?
It's only when he wants to resolve, it's a different person to go. It's not time of a clear believer.
I'd rather have a Shaila. I have a Mispowel. Occasional Masala, he just started business. But he asked me all the Shaila. So he had a Shaila, he's in the business, where he deals with trach and chickens. He supplies nursing homes with all sorts of types of supplies, and he supplies them with trach and chickens too. He buys all his trach and chickens from Empire. Because Empire has trach and chickens, right, that get put into trach. So in Empire, they put a black plumber on the trach and chickens. When I went with the shul, we visited Empire. We went to the Shvita, then we visited Empire. So there we saw they have black plumbers. You know what a plumber is, right? The snap. A plumber is, you know, a plumber is a metal emblem that snaps onto the wing. And used to be all chickens had a plumber. Now they put the plumber on the bag. They wrap it in the bag and they put the plumber on the seal of the bag. When you sell it, it's already wrapped, however it's wrapped. But that black plumber needs his trade. He happens to be, he buys all his chickens from Empire. How do I know? Because he didn't ask me to let this fellow with trade for animals. I don't even think he knows that there's a mister. But he once called me with a shy. He said he got chickens from Empire, trade for chickens. But they had a kosher plumber on it. He called up Empire. And he asked them, you know, you sent me for 39 cents a pound, you know, you sent me, but it has a kosher plumber. If I said some time it isn't overkill, they call it. They shuck so many chickens, they don't have it in the kosher market, so rather than let it spoil, they sell it with tray. So they sold it as tray, but the kosher chicken. He called me, he asked me a shiloh if he could take it home. You know, 39 cents a pound, he'll take a case or two home and put it in the freezer. So it's more than that effort, it's a plumber with a hasher on it. It's a So I told him, of course you're allowed to. He said, it's just funny, you know, he bought it as trade. I told him, he said this to my house. You know? Gosh. But now, then, under the Kivaga, I see it's very good.
it's very good that he buys his trefa chickens from Empire. Because Kotra Bikita Ega, if he would buy his trefa chickens from Purdue, he would have a problem with Saira Bidvar Masur. He buys the trefa chickens from Empire, so he has Rebbe Akiva Eger's hatzer. What happened to the chickens are trefa? If they find anything in the inside of the chicken, you have to go and see. It's a beautiful setup, the whole thing, the way it's set up. There's a machine which pulls out all the insides of the chicken and hangs on the outside. And as it goes by, there are people looking at it. If there's anything that looks abnormal, it doesn't pay for them to start checking if it, you know, they just pull it off, they put it into the, there's a bin of trade chicken. And they put a black bomb on it, and there are abundance standing there, and they check it, and they just pull it off and they put it into the tray. It's not a bad trade.
If you find
bad trade, you wouldn't have to check it.
They don't
pay for them. They shut 100,000 chickens a day. What? Most of the time, if there's something very wrong with it, they have to throw it out because of the USDA. They throw it out anyway. Yes, it's rare. It's rare. No, they could see if there's something not normal. All the insides look the same. The insides of the chickens, they all look identical. And, they check.
Would I go to
something about the chickens as well? Well, you should start the check. They're probably the same. If no one cuts the neck, I don't know how they kill it. How they kill it. It's a chapel thing. Okay. Anyway, this is a Rebbe Akiva Kiddush, and like I said, it's a Kiddush. Okay, let's move on a little into Gemara. We're going to get back to this in a couple of minutes to Shkatzim, but let's learn how they come. It's just connected. Harei Chametz. Back to Gemara. Hey, what about Chametz? Lachman Amar Vayeyachel Chametz. Now you have to realize Chametz is no problem. Lahalacha. Lachs about nine says Vayeyachel. But Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Glili Yaimet. Rabbi Yitzchak Glili has an unusual sheet. The old Chametz is Mutter Bahanah. He says, what are you talking about? Chametz asa ba'ano, 7 days, not true. What's going on? Rabbi Yossi, I believe he holds Chametz is mutter ba'ano. So I said, well, yeah, yachel. So how could it be mutter ba'ano? And there are, Shani Hassam, I'm a club, I'm a yor, I'm a chasar, shalcha yehen. And this is the whole terrace. You're going to have to go through the rest of the drasha. But we're only going to talk about this in a few minutes. This is the whole drush. Lo Yeyachel tells you it's her Hanah. And Lacha says no. Here it's Mutter Bahanah. Follow? Lo Yeyachel tells you it's her Hanah. And Lacha tells you Heter Hanah. That's how they said really much. The bottom twice this right away. Tamer. Lichtiv Lo Yeyachel. Lichtiv Lo Yeyachel. What do I need Lo Yeyachel to say it's her Hanah? And Lacha to be Matir, but it's Lo Yeyachel instead of Lo Yeyachel. And then I don't need Lacha to be Matir, then it's like Shrev, Shrek and Kash. But anyway, the Gemara is saying, Lo Yeyachel, and for the next few minutes of talking, you have to readjust your mindset. Chametz is Mutter Bahanah, for the Yeyachel, because of Lacha. Rabbanu, how do Rabbanu do with Lacha? They dash from Lacha, Yatarai, Yatarai, Shalchem, Shalchavai. The drasha we had earlier on that, the other day, that you're allowed to see Shalachayrim, who's Achayrim? Achayrim is Nachri, Rashi said, Shalachavaya and Hegdish, there's no Vayimus. The Edom, Rajab Yeshe, I believe, how does he know Shalachavaya, Atharaya, Atharaya, Shalachayrim? Shrey Lachav Sidi. The Edom, what does he do with the second Machad, the Abaman? No, Chad is Nachri Shekibashtai, Chad is Nachri Shalachibashtai. I would have thought, you're not over by your Raya and a Nachri Shalaiki Bashta. How do you know? Excuse me, a Nachri Shaki Bashta. Nachri that's under your control. How do you know that it's also there's no by your Raya? So that's why I have a second Lacha. The Nach plus Lacha Sidi. The Ezekiel says, no problem, it has to be Lacha. One for Hetra Anah, one for Shalfai Yataraya, Avatarai Shalfai Shalaya, and one for Nachri Sheki Bashta. Neither. Now what do Rabbanan do with the third Lacha? Chad Besar, the Chad Bechametz, the three. So Rabbana hold you want to start with Chachamim. They said, we apparently hold that you don't. So, yeah. So that's a Mechon. The Beis HaLevi, in the beginning of Simen Chas, brings down that in Yushalmi Darshan from Lo Yeyachel, that Lo Yeyachel, the Lashon Yeyachel, is mashma you can't even feed to animals. Yeyachel means you can't make other people eat it. Lo Yeyachel means you can't feed it to animals. Yushalmi says, which animals? If it's your own animal, Shita. So it must be Aftilu Behema Shohek. That's Yushami's Makar that he spoke out the first day of his parish. Yushami holds Yina Afida Behema Shohekker. Yushami learns it out of the Pasuk La Yeyachel. That the language Yeyachel is Mashma, that it's Aser to feed to animals Shohekker. Beis HaLevi says, what's going on? According to Chizkiya, it doesn't make sense. Lo Yeyachel, I need to tell me Yisrei Anah. Dr. Beis HaLevi must be that Yerushalmi is only going around like Rav Avo and not like Chizkiya. Chizkiya taka learns Lo Yeyachel Yisrei Anah. He can't darshan the Yisrei for Behem HaShohet. But according to Rav Avo, it's very good that the Torah could have said Lo Yeyachel. From the fact that it changes to Lo Yeyachel, that comes to teach us that you're not allowed to feed a Behema Shohek. Okay? So, Zok to Beis HaLevi, the question that we talked about the first day of the first parak, the whole big machlokes, are you allowed to feed a Behema Shohek? If you're left with chametz, could you throw it to a bird or throw it to an animal of hefker? Dr. Beis HaLevi, that's probably in the focus, speaking Rav Avo. Quite Rav Avo, Lo Yeyachel, the language Yeyachel comes to teach us that you're not allowed to feed even a Behema Shohefker. According to Chizkiya, Lo Yeyachel is not extra. So in the name of you're allowed to feed a Behema Shohefker. Dr. Beis HaLevi. The mayor of the Beis HaLevi says, now I have to be Ma'arich to figure out, do we pass the Rav Avo, do we pass the Chizkiya, which we'll talk about a different day. And he says that it's probably not like this thing here.
Why do you need
That's a very good question. When I finish the Beis HaLevi, remind me to come back. I wasn't going to ask it, but I asked this. I asked around to some another day. But I'll ask you that question if you want. I'm just finished this. Good. That's the first thing the Beis HaLevi says in Simen Chas. Then the Beis HaLevi comes up with another pasuk. By Lo Yeyachel of Shkatzim, Sheketsu Lo Yeyachel. If you look at Chumash, Rashi in Chumash brings down. I think Parshas Shmini. Rashi brings Lo Yeyachel. Why did the Torah say Lashon Yeyachel? You shouldn't make it be eaten. To teach you L'chayiv Hamachil Ke'echol. Make it. This is a raisa on feeding shkatzim even to ketanim. It's anybody. You're not allowed to feed trefa meat of a non-kosher animal even to a cotton. L'chayev ha-machil ka'eichol. The l'chayev someone who feeds, just like someone who eats. Yei ochel means don't feed. So, and that's the price in Teref Kayanim. And Beis HaLevi says, 1 minute, you have a problem again. Lo yei ochel comes to teach you, you know how to feed animal, a non-kosher animal to others. I Chizkiya need Lo Yeyachel for a drasha. He says again, what do we have to do? We have to say that's also not like Chizkiya. According to Chizkiya, Lo Yeyachel is not extra for a drasha. Because Lo Yeyachel, but this is a, but that's a braisa.
How can he argue with the Braisa? Give me a minute to figure out. I'll try to remember how he says it. But he says that that again, Chizkiah has to hold that Lo Yeyachel comes to teach us that Shkotzim v'Ramatzim would really be Aser, and Mevelo Lachem is Makir. Right? Like the Agamara says. He's Lo Yeyachel to teach you that Yisrael no. Like Agamara says, Tamad Yigi Nami Mehata. So learn from Shkotzim v'Ramatzim that Lo Yeyachel means Yisrael no. So the Beit HaLevi, again, would be beautiful if he just says, all right, but that's Eretz Kedem, it's not going to Chizkiah, it's going from above. And then everything is nice and neat, and there are no problems. The thing is, the Beit HaLevi has a problem. He has the following kashya, which I don't fully understand, so I'll try to explain it to you. And then he says, according to Chizkiah, Lo Yeyachel means something special. Quintra Babo, does Lo Yeyachel mean anything different than Lo Yeyachel? He says no. Because look what Rashi says. Rashi, Ulechiskiya Lamali Lamichtav Lo Yeyachel, Maiselchem Lamishri. Rashi says, Bishlam Lo Yeyachel, 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 Elo lechiskiya, seif seif sharech mena b'anah, lamli kvad ishani dibu, right? The kvad of Le'yachal, the mash b'anah, v'shuch lechem emishri. What does Rashi say? Rashi is saying that Le'yachal b'bo, there's no difference with Le'yachal and Le'yachal. All the same. All the shinies of Yisr, are mash b'yisr anah. But only according to chiskiya, there's a difference between Le'yachal and Le'yachal, so he makes a drash. So the Beis HaLevi says, 1 minute, by Lo Yeyachel of Shkotzim, not Chizkiya, I need a Tisuyana. Lo Yevabo, there's no difference between Lo Yeyachel and Lo Yeyachel and Lo Yeyachel and Lo Yeyachel. So Teres Chaim can't be going like him either, because he also has no difference in the different Lashonis. So who's the Teres Chaim going to fit with? The best lady's Kasha. Sounds like a good Kasha? By Chametz also. Yeah, L'chayra, you should ask it by Chametz too, and maybe he means to. Because first he brings Chametz, then he brings Shkotzim, and then he asks the Kasha, so maybe he needs to ask it on both. Could be. But I don't understand the Kasha, because Rabbi Bavo holds Lo Yeyachel and Lo Yeyachel are different. He just holds, by Yisurei Hanah, we learn out of here, that all the shyness include Yisurei Hanah. But he could still hold that Lo Yeyachel comes from a different drasha. I'm saying anyway, the Gemara that he doesn't hold by Yachel could come for a different drasha. So I don't understand why the Beis HaLevi has this kasha. But putting that aside for a minute, we do have in the Beis HaLevi now two nafkaminit between Chizkiya and Rabbah. Soon we're going to get to, hopefully very soon, the whole shock of Italia. What's the nafkaminit between Rabbah and Chizkiya? The Beis HaLevi has two nafkaminas. One nafkamina. If for the drasha of the Hemishal Hefter, and one nafkamina for the drasha of to make a machol kaihol, this is the raisa, the machol, behemah tamei or shkotzim v'ramatzim to somebody else. This is what the Beit HaLevi is out to do. He has his kasha, which I don't really fully understand. But after planning this, he does say that these are two nafkaminas, this is the Rav Avol. And in the other days, we'll have to come back to the nafkaminas. These are two nafkaminas that he gets from other places. So that's kind of the issue.
Yeah.
And we need a drasha to each one. There aren't that many. So we already took care of two. Or Yachal of Shekets, we took care of. Or Yachal of Chametz, we took care of. So if you, the other way, Yachal could be also tied to Tita Damish or Hefka, maybe also tied.
That's the Yachal
of Okay, let's get to the next Gemara. Lema Ketanoi. Alright, we finished the Bahareis now. And we go to Lema Ketanoi. Now, we're going to say now that the Machlaikis Chizkiya Rav Avol is actually a Machlaikis Tanoi. It's actually a Machlaikis Tanoi. So let's see. Oh, wait. That's all. Okay. There's one other kasha which I had.
Rabbi Yaisi. There's something I don't understand about Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds Chumash is Mutar Bahanah, right? Chumash is Mutar Bahanah. Does Rabbi Yaisi hold is the Issa Bayura Bayumatan Chumash? Rabbi Yaisi holds is Issa Bayura Bayumatan
Chumash?
What? The Fresh Apostle. Shofar Yat HaRai, Rabbi Yaisi says it here too. So Rabbi Yaisi holds is the Issa Bayura Bayumatan Chumash. Chumash is Mutar Bahanah. Why do we come to Mutar Bahanah? How can you have enough of it? You can't own it. Dior, I want to have an offer. Are we right? That'd be enough. I would think enough to me is a Goyah Chumash, and I want to have enough of it. Goyah Chumash, I want to enjoy the smell. I want to, the Goyah can feed it to my animal. I was just saying, it could happen even by Chumash showing you. But yet, if the Yid has stuff with Chumash on Pesach, if he could throw it into his furnace, then he got the chance. Then my conscience will do it. What did I tell you my conscience will do? That's called right, no? Because now you could have a case of a Chumash of Yehud, okay, I'm going to feel for my conscience. Very good. If you have Chumash of a year, that's what's about now. You have a Bayer law. So if you stop it, it's converted. Okay. Clearly, I said we would hold the Yitz Chumash and Mutar Bahanah, but there's only a potential because there's not a lot of half a Chumash. Strange thing. Yeah, everybody argues it. It's different. I lost the question. No, I have another question. The question is raised on this, so we'll get to the time they have been married about the Bahanah. Let's get back, we've got to cover some ground. Let's join the next question. Now this is a run-on sentence. We're going to go down to 10 lines of the Yom Bay, because basically, it's a Gemara just very simply brings here a Machlokes Tanoim. If the Gemara wants to be tired of Machlokes Tanoim, it's a Yiyas L'chol Malach HaMash 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 HaMash. Where did that Pasuk say? Yiyas L'chol Malach is by? By Chelev, it says Yiyas L'chol Malach. It's the same Pasuk that I mentioned to you that the Rambam says Chelev is one of the five exceptions of yesterday. Here it says, Yasu Chamalacha Matamad Laimel Chamalacha. She asked, I would have thought, when Lechas Givaya Yayin Mutter, Chaylov maybe is only Mutter in the Beit HaMikdash. Why should Beit HaMikdash be different? Because you always match your Chaylov in the Beit HaMikdash. One of the things that go on the Messiah. When Lechas had you Jay Yasin, but maybe a Hadid is not allowed to have an awesome Chaylov. Tamad Laimel Chamalacha. Here it is, exactly. So this is Rabbi Yaisi, there's nothing to do with the Rabbi Yaisi of Chumash. That Chelev is Mutar Bahanah, read it from this part. Kivarner, no. Because Bahanah is the Chumash. What is the Pasuk coming for? Dinei Tumah. Shiach, Lumalach HaKadid Yaitar, Lumalach HaKadid Yaitar. I might think if you take Chelev and smear it onto a skin, if that Nevelah, that Chelev Nevelah is going to have a Din Tumah, the Chelev does not have a Din Tumah. The Chelev does not have a Din Tumah. Rabbi Yaisi has really, but Tumah Latar, the way he took from. He said, Tumah Latar, I don't need a Pasuk, he took from it's a bad. Rabbi Kiva. It's a bad the way he took from. He took from Tumah Latar. What's more, Mustafa, you should need a Pasuk for, St. Yeshua says, tomorrow, Rabbi Yaisi really is much better. Because there are certain things that are Mutah for Hedish and not for Hedish. But in Tumah, it's a bit of a pella. We find things that are Tumah for the Beit HaMikdash and Tumah for a Hagid. Or Tumah for the Beit HaMikdash and Tumah for a Hagid. What's the same? So it sure makes the point of Yetzir Gluim is certainly the more Mustavah you can be in, if you have a choice. But for whatever reason, the Kiddush does not. I use the Pasuk for Tumah time. My Lord, Baha Kedusidhi. Ah, so Yetzir Gluim is Tumah like Saichlu Mash, Rabbeinus Rechi Rabbeinus Rechi Rabbeinus Rechi Rabbeinus Rechi Rabbeinus Rechi Rabbeinus The life cycle means it's a chila and a serena. The chiyasa for all the mishri, the nevela, the hanol does. For the kina sabay, it's a chila mashmish, the hanol by mashmish. You have to quote, it's a little tired. Because Rabbi Kiva holds like 50. And he holds only lo yeyachel with mashmish, it's a hanol. But the pasuk that says the chayim of his wife saichlu, which is mutabano. So I don't need a pasuk for anon. So why do I need the cross of the time? So Rebbe comes out, she Rebbe Yaisi, arguing in the machlekes, Rebbe Bishram Bavar and Chizkiyam. More or less. Kuli amalai saichlu, mashma beinu sechila beinu sahana. Rokha bati nesim. Yes, I agree, we saw Bavar, and there's different limud. Kshutra neveila, he who trust held with the Gita Leyansh. He had this machlekes earlier. Yes, I agree, we hold the Hesed neveila, doesn't teach a Hesed on Chayim. Here's the Shvala Hesed on us, so now I do need a Pasuk Hesed on us. Who does? Rav Akiva Sava Kashashu Neveila Chalva Vekida Nehmi Hachu. Neveila, I don't need a Pasuk Fahana. And he's to crawl the Tum of the Tahana. So the Pasuk is only needed for Tum of the Tahana. So you see, this is not a complicated Gemara, very simple. That the Gemara is saying that Yesh Agli, the Havan Nida was, because we argue in this Machlaikis, the Maskona is that they don't argue in this Machlaikis. The only issue that the Noda Yehuda, Sivagin of Samsek, are all at a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Yehoshua, Machol Malacha, comes to teach that Chela is Mutter B'Shayla. That's what the Rambam says. The Yehoshua, Machol Malacha, comes to teach Chela is Mutter B'Shayla. They say, this Gemara is a spirit to that. This Gemara says, the Yehoshua, Machol Malacha, Chi Yitzchak Kra, the Bikiva says, Lotom V'Tahayla, we have to says, well, Heter Anon. But they use exactly the same process. Not to tell you it's Torah. It's to tell you Torah, to tell you Heter Anon. But come on, the Rambam. And this is a stark attack on the Rambam. What's going on? And how could you say, you know, come over, come to teach you? Pass the throne. Well, if you have an explanation, how can I do that? This is the character of it. At least whoever missed today knows they missed the line. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up from here. Good luck on your...